The new California legislature is now in session. Lawmakers took their oaths of office yesterday at the state capitol with promises to fight poverty, homelessness, and wildfires. Capitol Public Radio's Ben Adler prepared this report.
Welcome to the convening of the 2019-2020 session of the Senate.
The lieutenant governor always presides over the state Senate's inaugural session. This time, it happened to be California's governor-elect, Gavin Newsom, whose own inauguration comes next month.
If you're wondering why I'm here, I'll remind you, I am the president of the Senate. 98% of you forgot.
Chief Justice Tani Kantil Sakaue administered the oath of office to the 20 of the 40 senators beginning new terms.
I state your name.
Over in the assembly, all 80 members took the oath. Speaker Anthony Rendon opened his remarks by remembering the victims of California wildfires and of gun violence.
Let us all go beyond the usual moment of silence and use this moment to consider what we are here for, which is to make life better for every Californian. Let's think about what we will do in the next 2 years.
He then promised the legislature would fight to make the state's economy more just and fair for workers, for homeless people, and for other Californians struggling to get by. Assembly Republican leader Marie Waldron says the GOP will seek to work with Democrats on bipartisan challenges from housing affordability to wildfire prevention.
In a lot of ways, California leads the way on a lot of issues. So, you know, we just need to make sure we're resonating with the residents of California and, you know, being active in our district and working for the people.
Democrats now control 60 of 80 assembly seats and 29 of 40 Senate districts after their victories in California congressional races trickled down to the state legislature. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.